I want to go over the halachas of Shiluach HaKel. There's different shittas, different chumras, different kulas. We'll try to miyas it. Me'ikar Adin, the Gemara says, there's no chiyuv lechazer behorim vebegvores to look for shiluach hakel. There's no chiyuv to mechazer behorim vegvores to look for the shiluach hakel. The Gemara darshens from a pasuk ki yikore lechoken tzipor baderech ki yikore. If you bump into it, you're not mechuyuv to look to try to find a kan tzipor. So for sure, first the first chalik is I'm not mechuyev to go to look for it. The second, we'll see what happens if I pass on the street and I see it. But I'm not mechuyev to go to look. But in Sefer Oiches Chaim, Nilchis from the Talmid Arosh, Nilchis Shabbos, Lefichoch hamechazer b'horim v'bayores im yimtzo kan tzipor lekayim shiluach haken, yesh lo ischa. ואינו ניקרו הדיית אף על פי שהוא פוטר מלחזר רחוב. It's a big zach if you do it, but אינם מחויב, אינם מחויב to מלחזר רחוב. The Birkei Yosef brings down and סימן רש צדיק בייס בדברי הארי משמע שצורך להשתדל לקיים מצווה זו. It's not what it means once in your life. It doesn't mean every day, instead of learning Hechem Morosa, you'll start to look for Shiluach HaKen. Baruch HaShulchan says, אף על פי שמן הדין אין חיוב לרדוף מכל מוקים דובר גודלו להסיג מצווה זו. You just told me it once. I know Rav Shmuel Zalman did it once. Shulchan Gavoya, on the Shulchan Aruch, he brings down, וכך עושים בירושלים, חסידים מאנשי מעשה לרדוף בהורים ובגבוהס, ואיש של לילה ואפילו מסכנים בעצמו כדי לקיים מצווה שילוח הקן למען יתבלוך וערך תו יום. So for sure it's no chiyuv to look for a kid, אבל זה עניין at least once in your life to מקיים the mitzvah of שילוח הקן. The second shaila is, אבל if you pass near a kan tzipor, you pass near a nest, then you mechuyev to meshaleach or not? The Gemara says, you're not mechuyev to look for it. Yochel yechapes achov, behorim ubagvoz. Talmud lo emar, ki yikore lecho kan tzipor. If it happens that you bump into it, ki yikore lecho kan tzipor baderech. You're not mechuyev to look for it. But what would it be if you found it? You're walking and you see a kan tzipor. And Sefer Chavos Yoir, he says, you mechuyev to meshaleach et ha'em. Even if you don't want the beitzim. He's medayek, the Gemara says, yochad yechazer al ha'orim. Talmud lo emar ki yimotze. Mashma that if he found one, he's mechuyev to meshaleach. Kveger is mitzayin de chacham tzvi, and the levush also a mashma like that. And Rabbi Yankee Fisher would pass that there is a chiyuv. Again, what is the gather? I'm not sure. Most people tell me if you go in the tracks in New York, the place all the birds fly out every time, so 50% of them are sitting on eggs. The way to know it is, some of the birds you could see them completely, some you only see half of the body. The ones that you see half of the body are sitting on eggs. So every time you mechuyev to go off the subway to start to be mishalech, sometimes it's dangerous. I'm not against it. I need someone to stick. I'm not going out. I don't know what is the gedder of the chiyuv. But if you're a Yankee Fisher, when you see a nest, could be it's not called you see it to jump up to go. But then if committed a motion, a person has in his window, there's a nest. Is mechuyev to mishalech or not? Firmus Yankee Fisher is mechuyev. You can't say I'm not interested. There's a chiyuv l'shalach. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer Siach HaSodah. He brings down from a lot of Rishonim that is no chiyuv to mishalech. And the Chazon Ish, Chasam Sofer, Chazon Yecheskel, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they pass in la'alocha, you're not mechuyuv to mishalech. So we have another, Rabbi Yankel Fisher, Chavos Yoyer, they pass in Chacham Tzvi, that is a chiyuv to mishalech, if you see it. Shlomo Zalman, the Iker Psak la'alocha is, you're not mechuyuv to mishalech. Now you have to know, even if you're the machmirim, that you'll be mechuyuv to mishalech, it's only if you see the mother sitting on the eggs. So the marshal, when you pass and you see all the birds fly away, you're not mechuyuv to, okay, I will wait till the mother will come back and then I'll be mishalech. It's no chiyuv. But the marshal will see later that by day it's michlal, not the mother, it's the father. But the marshal, you're not so sure if it's a nest there or not. See, she's sitting, you're not sure, maybe it's eggs, maybe it's no eggs, you're not sure. There's no chiyuv. But even if you're the shittas, then there's a chiyuv. If you go and you see a emri, vetas al abonim, it's a chiyuv l'shalech. Rabbi Yashiv holds that even if you're the shittas, that you're mechuyuv to mishalech, you're allowed to mechabed your rebbe to be mishalech. Now, if a person finds a nest, he has a cousin, doesn't have kids, he wants to give him. If someone needs a zgula, he wants to give him. He says, but I'm choishish to the shittas that if you see, you have to be mishalech. So I can't give it over now? So the Yashiv holds, you're allowed to. Chaim Ganievsky says, no. If it's the first time, if you never did it, you're not allowed to mechabit someone else. First, you do it yourself. Second time, you mechabit. So it's a busy mitzvah to give it to someone else. So again, to go to look for it, Likula Alma is no chiyuv, it's only an inyan. It's a Gemara that is no chiyuv, but it's an inyan. If you see it, Lefi the Chacham Tzvi, it's a chiyuv. Chavos Yoyer is a chiyuv. They pass him Sriyan Kefisher, Le'umas them, the Iker HaChroev, the most poison is, that is no Chiyuv to Meshalech. There's no Chiyuv to Meshalech. And we'll see later, even if it's a Chiyuv, what is the Gedder of the Chiyuv? Now, as Machlek is Rishonim, if you make a Brocha and Shiloh HaKan, Lemaise, we pass in Roiv Rishonim, and this is Laloche Lemaise, we don't make a Brocha and Shiloh HaKan. Why, Take? Some hold because it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, but it's not so poshut, as in the Meiri says. Some say because you make a bracha, what if you run away before you make the mitzvah? Like the Meiri says, you don't make a bracha and tzedakah because maybe the oni will not receive the money. You're going to give him, he will decide no. You make up with him, then he will decide no, I don't want. So what will happen then? Or maybe it's no egg. Are you sure that it's egg? When you see a vetzes, you pick up, you see that it's patched, it's broken, it's there. You can't pick up the egg to check. Yeah, it looks like an egg. When you come there, you see it's a stone. You checked it, it's a vetzes on a bunny. The Aruch HaShulchan says to make a bracha. America was a big tkufa that when they came to America, 100 years ago, when people were getting the farms and all of these achim, people were following the Aruch HaShulchan. So in America, a lot of people make brachas yet al pi the Aruch HaShulchan. Lemaise, the minig is not to make a bracha. There's a couple more reasons, chutz from all the reasons that we mentioned. Some say that maybe we don't know the halachas, like you have to know. Maybe the birds are not a kosher birds, we'll see later. Lemaise, the meaning of Klal Yisrael is that we don't make a bracha. So you want to be machmir, you could say, Baruch Ato Melech HaOlam. But we have to know, the people that make a bracha are not mufka. People that make a bracha are not mufka. They're coming from the Aruch HaShulchan. But lemaisa, the minig is in this lachol halacha lemaisa, we did not make a bracha. Also, we don't make shechiyonu. Even that some achoyim said to make shechiyonu, we don't make shechiyonu. Now, how you mishaleach? So you found a kan sipol. We'll see later where and what and how. You found first how you make the shiluach hakan. Some said, pick up the mother and send her away. Pick up the mother and send her away. Some achronim say it's also to do that. Leisikachayim alabonim. It's mamash isu deraisa. So how you mishaleach the mother? Give her a bang. Hit her. Don't pick her up and send her. So lemaisa, pashtasli fi all the poiskim, if you give a bang and you send her away, you mekayim the mitzvah, b'meile. While it's a shayla, if you're allowed to pick up and throw her away, even the avada b'diavad, if you do it, you oiker the lab, when you learn Malkus, you know, the third perek, if you took, shaleach the shalach, the Gemara says, niska bitle vile bitle, kima vile kima, you'll everyone, I think, really, in this age, learn Malkus, it's five times. But, mekon mekoyim, avada, that lemaisa, it's not the right thing to do, so b'meile, the achro is, we give it a bang.
You don't
cut the spirit away. Oh, we'll get to
that. It's not Tzar Balachai.
What? The hitter? This is the mitzvah. Shalach to shalach hazayim. You don't have to smash her. But they're kind of a bird. If you touch it even like this, it already runs away. Now, Be'etzim the poiskim say, you don't have to hit her. If you hit and you make a noise and she runs away, it's also good. Was some achronim that wanted to say not like that? That shalech, if not picking up, but chach send her. Give her a bang, a physical bang. If you make a noise and she's scared, it's not called a maisa. Was a big, big tumult in the achronim of them. Where's the maisa shiluach? It's not a maisa. The Gemara says, Lemoshel, that call you that like can call. It's not called a ma'ase. If it's not called a ma'ase, it's not a ma'ase mitzvah. It's not a ma'ase mitzvah. You have to mishaleach it ahead. Shaleach the shalach hazayim. With noise, it's not called shaleach the shalach hazayim. You're not doing a pe'ula of shaleach the shalach hazayim. A pe'ula of shaleach the shalach hazayim, you have to do b'yadayim. Lema'ase, the achro is that I'm saying roif poiskim, but this is the ikar, that if you make a noise and you scare her and she runs away, even with a stick, you throw on her a stone and she'll run away. Even if you scream, now there's a big problem. A lot of times you come to mishaleach, you make noise and she runs away. Now, a lot of times you come to be mishaleach, you open the door, she gets scared and she runs away. Or you take the stick, you want to hit her, trying to be machmer, the shittas of the stick. She sees the stick, she runs away before you got to her. So be'etzem, you lost the mitzvah. So you have to have a kavanah that if she will fly from the noise, if the scare, when I make a noise, I say, so I want the mishaleach. I came, she saw me, she thought it's a monster, she ran away, right? What I didn't do nothing. So I brought my body there. So I have to be mechaben that I'm a scary person. Again, if she runs on her own, I didn't do it. I have to be mechaben to mishaleach. I have to be mechaben to mishaleach. So Shmuel Zalman said, when you come, have a kavana that any action that the Moshel, you think that she got nervous from opening the door. She got nervous from the shadow that you blocked the light. So some say, Take, if you started to come and she started to run away, pull back, wait, she comes back. Shmuel Zalman said, you mechaveh that every pe'ula and every action that comes out from your pe'ula, you mechaveh that you mishaleach, and duch them you mekayim the mitzvah of shiluach. Nuchdam yimikayim the mitzvah of shiluach. It's also a maskil that Moshe, you throw a stone. Sometimes she's not scared from the stone. Then the stone falls on the floor and falls on a plastic cup, and she jumps. Then it's for sure not you. Moshe, you threw the stone. You're sure you'll hit her. She'll be nervous. Shebicha was not nervous. It went in between the tree. She heard noises in the tree. She thought it's a cat, and she ran away. So Zaman says, "Mechaven, hakol bichlal, hakol mikol, mikol koil, mikol." Said. Now you have to know. She has to, before you take the eggs. We'll see later if you have to take the eggs. But if you want to take the eggs, or maybe you have to take the eggs, the mother has to go away. But Ba'atzim, it's even not Nagiyah to the Isu. To Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shalech the Shalach Esayim, it's not enough that she jumps up a little bit. She has to move away. It's a big shayla a lot of times. What is the shiur if to move away? The mashal, if she just moves away, mamish, mashu from the egg, it's not enough. And then there's a big shayla, so she moved a little bit, so now okay, so I'll scare her again. But now she's not revetzes ala beitzim. So it's like, it's two peulas. It's two peulas, how exactly it works. But now, she moves a couple meters away, not on top. If she's flying on top, it's a problem. But if she goes to the side, she leaves the tree, then it's far enough, then it's called. Exactly, the shiur is not close, but it has to be at least maybe 20 feet. At least, maybe a bit more. So, as a mitzvah, shalech teshalach esayim. We'll go right. But the Loshon HaPosuk is, kisira revetzes al habeit, shalech teshalach esayim, ve'sabon nimtik achlof. If in most shittas, you only mekayim the mitzvah by doing these two conditions. Sending away the mother and taking the eggs to yourself. What if you send away the mother but you don't take the eggs to yourself? You send away the mother but you don't take the eggs to yourself. You did shaleach the shalach esayim, but you didn't do v'sabonim tikach loch. Chasim Sefer and the Chazon Ish say you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You have to pick them up. Then, you know, in eggs it's easier. When it's a freichim, some people already have it, a bigger nisayim to mekayim the mitzvah. The Chacham Tzvi says no. Shalech teshalach esayim, and if you want, ve'sabonim tikach lach. Le'isikach esayim al abonim. Shalech teshalach esayim, and if you want, ve'sabonim tikach lach. Not mechuyif to take the kids. So, lemaise, the Chazon Ish learns that if the mitzvahs, when you see, every time when you pass in the street, you see a shiloach haken, you mechuyev to do it. If you want to be choishesh to the shittas of Sviyanka Fisher, that when you see a nest in your window, you have to meshaleach, so then for sure, you have to take the eggs. Why? Because you learn that the mitzvah didn't say if you want the eggs. The Torah said you have to meshaleach every aim al banim. You don't have to look for it, but if kitira, you have to send. So if you learn the pasuk, you have to. So you learn the pasuk like this: kitira b'dehem ki korek and tzibol lefanecho shaleach teshalach esayim. You have to do it. Ve'sabonim tikach loch. You have to do it. This is what the Torah told you to do. So if you learn that it's a chiyuv, so you learn that the getter of the mitzvah is shaleach teshalach esayim. You mechuyev to meshaleach et ha'im, and you mechuyev to take the kids. Mashenkin, if you learn that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, if you want. So if you want, shaleach to shaleach et ha'im. And if you all want, sabonim tikach loch. So b'meile, if someone wants to be machmir, the shittas, that if he sees a nest in his window, or when he passes in the street, he wants to be machmir, the shittas of Mr. Yankiv, that he's mechuyev to make a shiluach haken, he has to know that chumre also he will have to pick up.
That if you
see
it, you have to do it. To me, also,
so
that you don't have to take it.
What?
Chamsi also holds that you don't have to take the
banner. Chamsi himself. Say. Now, alpika bole is the Indian to take the eggs. Alpika bole is the Indian to take the eggs. It's the Indian alpika bole to take the eggs. Why? So the mefarshim want lemaisa al pi alocha, we pass in la alocha that you're not mechuyev to take the eggs. Shlom Zalman himself made a shiluach haken once and he didn't take the eggs. But the machmirim lemaisa are makpi to take the eggs. In a second I will say, now one of the reasons that some are machmir to take the eggs, in the Zohar HaKadosh state that the shiluach haken works, but it's mitzvah, shvera mitzvah, that fakir, the mother comes back, and she sees that there's no, the banim are not there. So she starts to cry, where's the banim? And this is Ma'ir Erach Meshamayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu, where's the banim? They stayed in the Ari HaKodesh. But if you send away the mother and she comes back and the kids are there, so where's the Ari HaKodesh? So a lot of Sforim, this reason that Pikabola is big in Yonim, that the whole in Yonim from the Shiluach HaKem is stuck if you take the banim. Now, you have to know, Lekule Alme, Chutz, you could take the banim, and when you finish, you could put them back. You're not mechuyev to keep the banim for you forever. Dain, I want to matter. It's three steps. Some shit is old, it's enough to send the mother. I'm bichlal not mechuyev to take the banim. The eggs, the freichim, we'll get that later, what exactly I'm taking. Some say al pi kabole al pi is the inyan v'saborim tikach lach. On them you didn't do the mitzvah. Shalach the shalach is not enough. A part of the mitzvah is v'saborim tikach lach. If you didn't take the banim, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. But even if we'll say that the kiyum of the mitzvah is mechayiv to take the banim, so Rav Eliashiv, Yankee Fisher, Chaim Kanievsky, that you're allowed to take it and put them back. The Mishnah stayed notal vehichzir, and he was not mafkir it, and the mother came again, then he does have to send the mother because it belongs to him. The second we'll get on what and when, hefka, not hefka. So again, it's a safer kantzipor he wants to bring down that is an inyan lapide ari, even not to put it back, because in the maaseh when the mother will come back, she will see it, but that doesn't go nish. The Torah said you took it. But the punk after it made the mother not to cry. What would be after the mother went away? You shoot her and you kill her, so now she doesn't come back. So you're missing the Ari HaKodesh. The Seder HaDvorim is, so again, the Katchila is to take the kids. But everyone holds Kimat that Avada, after you took the kids, you could put them back. Again, so I'll speak about Hefker or not Hefker. Now, the mitzvah is only if the mother is sitting on the eggs. If it's not the mother sitting on the eggs, there's no mitzvah. If the father is sitting on the eggs, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is only when the mother is sitting on the egg. But if it's not, there's no mitzvah. Shaila is how you know what is the mother and how you know what is the father. Most people, when they see a bird, they don't know what is a zacher and a kev and a bird. For sure, not when they're sitting. Lemaise, the shiluach haken that we have today is two groups. The main shiluach haken that people do today is with pigeons, with yoinim. There's five different kinds. It's the gray ones, the one that you see in the koisel, there's the brown ones, There's different names to everyone in different countries. So I'm not such a bookie. Some are called Toyrim, some are called Yoinim. All of them, by day, sometimes it switches. By night, in the first till the first 12 days, the mother sits there by night. The whole night, the mother is on the eggs. From around Shkia till the morning. So, Bameila, the minig is, if you want to make Shiluach HaKen, you do it by night. Now, Shiluach HaKen is only b'tzipoir tohoyo. Tzipoir that you're not allowed to eat. Bameila, you can't do it. Now, here was a big tumult in Klal Yisrael. And there's a lot of people here that are holding in the tumult. Lemaisa, the poiskim today drained out of this tumult. If you look at a lot of sforim, a lot of choshev sforim, I'm saying it's a noisa b'etzim for a whole shir. I'm not going into the whole noisa. I'm just that, you know, I like that people will know the Torah Shleima. The halacha is if you cannot eat the bird, there's no din shiluach haken. Because we learn that v'abonim tikach loch v'loy leklovim. You're not taking it to give it to dogs. You're taking it means that you could eat it. So if it's not a bird that we could eat, so you can't do shiluach haken. So even that we lemaisa don't eat all these birds, because we don't have a mesayo. And as the halacha is that if we don't have a mesayo on chickens, we don't eat it. This is the reason a lot of people don't eat turkey. Because the mesayo was only on regular chickens. And turkey is no mesayo. Not going in out to the shayla of turkey. Most people eat turkey. But as people, in Eretz Yisrael, they call turkey hodu. Of is a chicken, and turkey is called hodu. They came, I think it was one of the Dayanim in Yerushalayim. They asked them if you eat turkey or not. He said, "Chveis nish bayuns meib tzachon davden mizok teidi." And we start the davening, we say hoidi, we eat turkey. But it's a big shaila. So some wanted to say, if it's no mesoira, so we can't eat them, so you can't do shluch again. But that's a gomish. You could eat them. We have a minig not to eat them. If a person makes a neder not to eat the chicken, avada he can make a shluch again. It's roi le'achila, it's the min, it's not the pshat, loy veloy le'oiroi. Came the poiskim and said, what would be if the mother is sitting on two efroichim that are treife? The legs broke. You can't do shiluach haken because it's treife, you can't eat them.
How do you know?
Right. So it's one of the reasons not to make a broch. Lama zogin, you know, you saw, when the mother was away, you saw the two little birds, you saw the broken. What? Came the poiskim and say like this, you're allowed to eat an egg that has blood, but no. After 5 days, there's blood spots already. After 12 days or 40 days, the hash. So it goes, a couple days there's no blood spot, then it's blood spots. So the mele is a sforim to tell you how you can do shiluach haken. So most of the, and that's for him saying, so it's better not to do when it's eggs, because you don't know what day is the eggs. Better to do when it's a froichim. Then the shaila is, how many days the froich, how big he has to be. It's very difficult to make a shloch haker in a froichim. Not so gishmak. If you try it once, not so gishmak.
What's the problem if it'll be
re'lachil another few days? What? So, this was they written down, and sforim of cheshboines, that if you see one egg, so you know that's the first day, because the way it works is one egg, second day. And with the way the chickens work, and every time it's two eggs. One is a zachor, one is a nekevah. This is the way Hashem made it. So if you see one, you know the other one is coming tomorrow. So if you see yesterday, tomorrow one, then you can do tomorrow. So this is the cheshbonos. And mamre sforim and sforim. The person says, no, I could put it back in, and I will let the moderator to sit on it. And while the mother will sit on it, and then it will become a chicken, and then I will eat it. They claim Vabonim Tikach Loch means now. It means take it and give it back.
It has to be that this is a mitzvah. I say treifa is not good.
If bechefza is not wrong, it's not good. Lemaise, the high ticket point I speak about the last 80 years, decided to go out. I'm saying is, if you look in the Sforim, some Sforim are busy, like half of the Sefer is the Cheshbonos, and some is like in one little sif cotton. And even if that's eggs, it doesn't make a difference. But a Moshe could be an Afkimina, although we could be an Afkimina. Soon we'll see about the people that want that 100 people will do Shalom HaKen on the same egg. Put it back. We'll see in a second all the different echetimtzes. Sometimes after 5 days of playing with the egg, this egg, even if you, Moshe, if a person will take an egg from the fridge, put it under the chicken, nothing will happen. Even if it has full blood spots. It's a process. Why the bird can't leave? If it leaves for an amount of time, it doesn't help to put it back. So sometimes when you play with the eggs a lot, then take it, these eggs, even if you will put them under the chicken later, under the bird later, it will not become a chicken. So these take it, you cannot be mekayem the mitzvah.
If you're makir, it have to put it back
up. Well, we'll get to that. Now, here Be'etzem starts the big problem. The Gemara says, "Ki kore kan tzipor lefonecho, veloi bekan shu mezumen etzloi." If he was zoicha already, what is mezumen etzloi? So there's two kinds of called mezumen etzloi. If he was zoicha already, in the eggs or in the mother, it's called that it belongs to him. He cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. So B'meila Ligmora says, if it's a chotzo mishtameres, you will zoicha in the eggs, you will zoicha in the bird, B'meila, you can't do the mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah. So if the bird comes to a chotzo mishtameres, you can't do the mitzvah, because you will zoicha in the efroich, you will zoicha in the beit. So what do you do today? So the poskim came and said three steps. They came and they said like this. If you moiser moidoy, that I don't want to be zoicha the eggs, so while I moiser moidoy that I don't want to be zoicha the eggs, I'm not zoicha the eggs, and the mele I could do the shiluach again. So if I moiser moidoy that I don't want to be zoicha the eggs, I can mekayim the mitzvah. Rebbe Eliashiv says you can be moiser medoy now for all of your life. Areini moiser medoy bereg hazeh. From now on, I don't want to be zeicher and eggs that will be in my birds that will be in my chotzer, and this helps forever. Says the nusach ani roite shechatzir lo yikne li habeitim shehayonim yatilu beken shebechotzer bishar uefker. So Rav Nissim Karelitz, today you don't have to say it even. Someone wants to be zeichen in the eggs. If a bird makes a dirt in your chatzah, you have a das to be kainet. It's most. You don't want it. No one wants to be zeichen. Okay, the only thing that it's worth it for the mitzvah. So you don't want to be zeichen. Razeir, Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Eliashiv. So all of them say, if you moisel moidoy, for sure it's good. And some say you don't have to be moisel moidoy. And on smach them, I will explain. Before I go into the Reb Shem Zalman's chiddush. A person walks Moshe on the street, and he sees a nes. It's called chotzo she'eino mishtameres. Why? Because you could take it from the street. If it's in a high floor that no one else could get down to it, it's a machlekes if it's called chotzo mishtameres or not. Someone could bring a ladder. But if it's inside your window, so if you're living in the first floor, it's not chatz mishtameres. The Arabs that are passing could steal it. But if you live in the fifth floor, and the bird went into your windowsill, and they made it, it's a chatz mishtameres. No one could come there. So then, lefi Rebbe Eliashiv, and lefi all the poskim, if you meisra moedah, you could do a shiloh hakem. And Rebbe Nissim Karelitz says you don't have to make a moedah because you don't have a das to be zeichem. The only one that is machmir that you cannot do a shiloh hakem when it's inside the window, or you find it, you know, near the bathroom, near the washing machine, all these places that you find the nesses, is Rebbe Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, this is called matzui. Why? Because if you change your mind that you want to be zoicha, you'll be zoicha right away. So while it's up to you to change your das to be zoicha, this is called matzui. So again, אז זה דברים שמזהים מנחה שלהם. לפי all the poskim, if you moisel my doyed, it's kedai for a person to say now, הרייני moisel my doyed, that the eggs that will be in my reshus, I'm not mechavet to bezoichen. So when he finds eggs in his reshus, he's not mechavet to bezoichen, and he's not zoichen. And it helps. Again, Rabbi Nissim Karelitz says, you don't have to have a das. Shlomo Zalman says, no, but if I would change my mind in that minute, so I'm holding my chotzer she'eli mishtameres is koina. I don't want to be zeiche, so b'meila I'm not zeiche. But in the minute that I would change my mind, I'm miyada o b'zeiche. So this is called mezumen. So while this is called mezumen, you cannot be yaitza. What? Mesiras Medoyah will not help. So I remember, I tried to look today, I remember Rav Shlomo Zalman told me, when I was a bacher, that the yaitza is to go to three people and to be mafkir the window. Now you have to know, this is a big tumult. What?
It's too late.
No, the marshal you see is a mess, but there's no eggs yet. So you mafkir your window. Maybe the Sulaw say, no, Zechatimtza, but we'll start with the Zechatimtza. Now, the problem is when you mafkir the window, so the shot of the neighbor downstairs is not Zech in your window. So some say that the best thing is maybe to be mafkir, kilu, one line of the window. So you're right that you could be Zech in the window. From the bottom part of the window. But then, with that window, you'll be zeichet. This really is already two steps. But this is Rav Shlomo Zalman gave a hate. To be mafkir, for sure everyone is asking Alam al-Shal if they rent an apartment, if they're in a deer of a bachrim, if it's enough to be mafkir, my schus. Pashas, yes, because the Gemara says by Metzia that it's not called chotzer mishtameres lebaili because the baili is not around. So there's a whole sugya in the end of Metzia. So it's pashas only mishtameres to the seichel. So if the soicher is mafkir his chus in the dira, so it's not his chotzer. We looked at the baldira attack at that window. So again, if a person taki has such a thing, so if you're renting, you mafkir that place. Mele is not legabi the baldira is not called mishtameres, and legabi you. What?
Not
oil. It's not yours. The other Shlomo Zalman is it's hefka. The aloch is if the eggs are hefka, you could mekayim the mitzvah. If the eggs are not hefka, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. The eggs are not hefka. Teretz is I was not mechavet the bezoicha. So the Shlomo Zalman it's called motzu. Avana misvore it's hefka. Shlomo Zalman says it's not negia hefka or not hefka. The drosha is motzu. And while it's up to me to decide that I want to bezoicha. So while it's up to me to decide that I want to be zoiche, this makes it motzui. I made it the only way that I can be mekayim the mitzvah of Shlomo Zalman is if I will decide not only to be moisel moedah, to be mafkir the windows of the place where the ken is, but maybe even if I want, I can be zoiche now. Avad is Shlomo Zalman, I could go in zoiche, that's gonish. Every egg you could go in zoiche. But he says, when the chotzer is mine, be'etzem it's motzui b'yodi. This is called motzui. But lemaisa, I don't want to have a das to be zeicha. It doesn't make a difference. Lemoshel, the Chazon Ish said, If a person has steps in the building, it's called Chotzer She'eina Mishtameres. Every yeshiva, he says, is Chotzer She'eina Mishtameres. There was a story in Lederman. Bnei Brak was a ken. The Chaznish and the Stibler came to make Shiloh HaKen. It's Chotzer She'eina Mishtameres. Because there's a lot of people there, even if the shul is closed by night, this is called Chotzer She'eina Mishtameres. It's a big nafkamina if you find money there, if it belongs to the shul, or belongs to the people that find it. They pass and it's called Chotzer She'eina Mishtameres. This is called Chotzer She'eina Mishtameres. But again, in Chotzer Mishtameres, we have an anzadi. If it helps or not. Chotzer She'eina Mishtameres, then even if you're in Shul Zaman, you could do it. Now, again, here came a third child. Again, in the old poiskim, it was not accepted, but the Chazon Ish and the Stipler were manning like that. And again, this changed from a lot of old Sforim that Mamesh Bichlal don't hold from it. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach came and he said, Nissim Karelitz and the Chazon Ish came and they said that after you took the eggs, you could be mafkir the eggs, and the mother comes back again, and she sits again, and the next person does the mitzvah. People have a mistake, they think the mother doesn't come back after you touch. She comes back every time. It's only one kind of bird that doesn't come back. And all the yoinim, all the pigeons, all of them, they come back every time. I saw myself 20 times, 30 times. They come back. So you could take it. Mafkir it. They say Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said it. Chaim Kanievsky said it. Now again, you have to know. So here you ask me if Rabbi Shmuel Zalman what to do. So lechure, it's interesting why Rabbi Shmuel Zalman never said it. But lemaisa, even if Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, the person doesn't want to be mafkir his window. But if he found eggs, so he's taking zeicha in the eggs. So you could say, I mafkir the eggs, and mafkir the window, and then to do the mitzvah. Then why Rabbi Shmuel Zalman didn't say it. But Abba Lemay said, this is what a lot of people do today. They mafkir the eggs. And then another person does it, and another person does it, and another person does it. Again, people that need the school and don't want to be samech on the heter, the hefker, the eggs, I'm saying all the poskim said that it helps. Again, hein, I speak of the last 80 years. Before that, no one. If you speak to the old people, say mafkir it. My father told me when he was in Baltimore, of David Krem, I've written on that. If one did it, he chab the mitzvah. No one else done the mitzvah. When Eretz Yisrael, Al-Pi Reb Moshe, and Al-Pi Chazon Ish and the Stipler, you mafkir it, you put it back, and the next person does the mitzvah.
But then you don't have the vart that it's gonna be kosher in a couple of
days. I said, eventually, it could lose it. That why? Put it back again. If again, another person plays with it.
Which person loses it?
What?
Which person loses
it? I don't know. So the last one's too bad. What? Shalach to Shalach afilu mea pe'omim. What is the answer? The mitzvah of Shalach means if you send the mother before you took the eggs. She came back, you have to send her again. After you took it, it's not afilu mea pe'omim. Like the Gemara is not talking that you're a mafkir it. If the Gemara talked that you're a mafkir it, so we have an offer in the Gemara that the hefker helps. Shalach to Shalach means if she came back, you're not allowed to take. I send the mother, now she came back, maybe I could take the eggs. No, I feel a mea pe'om. Now forget, in that Gemara, if we'll say that the mitzvah is without taking the eggs, so then it's time to eat it. One guy gives a bang, she goes back, another bang. I know someone that had a bird in his porch. He didn't want to pick it up. But every time when he put the trees up, the bird flew away. Every time when he opened the blind. So he would every night, like 20 times, do it. The Mekayim Hashem mitzvah. When the finished shittas, he don't have to pick up the bags. Every time when she flies away, it's a mitzvah. So by night, every 5 minutes, he would pick up. I was by him. The whole night, he was playing with the tree. So you know how much shiloh hakens I did tonight? So I don't know. I would just bag every 2 minutes to the window. So you have to be sure that she comes back, you know. Abayin HaKanah. And the man, the shah says, why we laugh at him, but if we do it once a month, we feel good, yeah? So he did it, I mean, the whole night, he did shiloh again. man yitav loch ba'arachto yom. You know that these mitzvahs, in a way, have a bigger schar, because it's a mitzvah that the Gemara said that we don't understand exactly the yisayin of this mitzvah, especially the zechir to the shaleach yisayin. Now, when we do the mitzvah, if we do the hefker, like atchila, you have to do the hefker b'fnei shloisho, but the yevid is enough in front of one. Now, the ma'aser we pass, and we don't do shiloh haken and Shabbos. Again, for sure the eggs we don't take is muktzah, but if we speak about the ikar mitzvah, that is maybe to send the money even without taking the eggs. There's no mitzvah in Shabbos. Now, you have these little, I don't know how they call them, the little brown birds. Sipo droyer, the Gemara calls it. These birds, if you touch the eggs, they don't come back. Though you have to know if you take once. There is a big shaila if taka is a mesoira bichlad, the kosher eggs, the kosher birds or not. Yoinim are for sure kosher. We just don't have mesoira, what is exactly the yoinim, so we don't need the yoinim. The droyer. Now, there's another chumre that was years ago, and again, switched with the new sforim coming out on Shiluach HaKan. It's choshev a sforim that state that you only could do Shiluach HaKan when it's two eggs. V'ahem roivetzes al ha-beitzim. V'ahem medayik beitzim. Miut shtayim. Miut beitzim. Beitzim miut ravim shtayim. The ma'aser, the poskim say you don't have to have shtayim. You can make shiluach haken even on one egg. There's no din to have two. But some say that al pi inyonim not to take one egg. Again, if you plan to put it back, it's not a problem. Because if you take one egg, so the mother comes and she sees the egg is not there. But she has really two inside her stomach. The way it works, the Gemara says that lemoshel a chicken. When you shecht the chicken, the Gemara says you open it, you see a whole line of eggs. One completely ready, one a little bit ready. One calls it beitzim mezuos. This is the way the chickens make eggs. So a bird only makes two. And we said one is a zacher, one is an akedah. This is the way it works by the birds. So when the bird comes back and she sees that someone took one, there's another one left, she goes somewhere else, and she puts that one, and that one grows, and he doesn't have a set, he doesn't have a pair, and he dies without a pair. So they say it's tzar balechai. Tzar balechai. He stayed in Teire. And Teira state, clappy the mother, clappy the bird. Have them state in Teira, you're allowed to do it. But to make Nutzah Balechaim, there will be one bird all of his life living on his own, without a Shidduch, that state is nicht. But I'm saying, in the old Sforim was brought down, Afroichim, Abeitzim, you have to have two. Choshevei Achroinim. But the Maise, Askom, Askimat, Ale Poiskim is that. It's enough one.
Yeah, if you hold that,
you're quick to
go,
you lose out. Wait, normally, the day after, it will be two. But a lot of people don't want to say mechan the heter of hefker. So they come to ask Alamol if it's enough that the first one will send, will take one. The second one will take the other one. So the old Sforim Shet does nish. How about today, for sure? Today, the Meister, the Poiskim. Now, this is Me'ikar Adin. These people, Minhogim, in different kilos in Klal Yisrael, that they do Shiluach HaKen, they take the egg, and they color it, and they put it in the bank front. It's a whole big zach. Now, they make different zgulas from the egg. They keep the egg. V'abeitim tikar loch, fakat. It's no avle. Shmuzama said, it's no avle. So he said, no, it's not nice, give it back. There's no Indian. So you stop. You don't want it. You can put it back. Stop. You don't know what to do with it. But al pi halacha, if you want to take the eggs to keep them, shezgulas v'inyonim, avada, you're allowed to keep the eggs to yourself.